Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app. One can't help but be positive.
Damn, Newton!
The other can't help but be negative.
Bleep you, you bleeping bleepity bleep.
The only thing they seem to agree on is that they can barely agree on anything.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm Andy Hart. I'm not happy about this.
It's sports radio for the passionate fan.
What's up, Nick?
And grumpy dad in all of us.
That is just so stupid.
Fitzy and Hart.
Yes, I've been listening, Andy.
On Boston Sports Original.
I like the way Andy Hart does it.
Might have Nick just take over.
WEEI.
Yeah, and the detail I can add to that is I had just heard that basically this was offered as like sort of a voluntary session before you get your day going. So over breakfast, the offensive and defensive players had a chance to meet with Joe Judge and go over a few things special teams-wise, which, I mean, like, look, like it doesn't sound like a big deal, and it actually probably isn't a big deal in the grand scheme of things, but the optics of it for the Patriots are terrible. A, because of the year they just had on their coaching staff, and B, because it involves one of the guys who's involved with all of that.
That's Albert Breer speaking to the OTA violation, which is such contemporary football speak, it's absurd, and why the New England Patriots were docked two spring practices this week and Bill Belichick slapped with a $50,000 fine. Because why? Because Patriots. Hour number two of Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI, a beautiful Memorial Day Sports Saturday. Andy Hart out right now momentarily, technical difficulties, pinch hitting for him, and let's be honest, he speaks better. He does his job better. He's handsomer. It's Mike Giardi joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. All the burns, by the way, the text line 37937. Please, every Andy Hart burn, roast, and joke you possibly have, today is the day for it, folks. Mike, so let's just get into this. Of all the people it has to be, does it have to be Joe Judge? I mean, we can't be surprised because he is the ultimate football hardo, but you know, when I know everyone wants to try to make up for last year. They've heard Robert Kraft's wants and wishes. It's really important to make the playoffs this year. You have to find a way to get back to prominence and get back to the postseason. But by already pushing the envelope, does that send the wrong message to you to make a mistake this early and shine a negative light on the Patriots before they even get to minicamp?
Well, to me, Fitz, it's stupidity. And I basically had a league source tell me that, like, the rules are clear, plain, obvious. Like, I understand it's a voluntary period in time. You don't have to be here. But if you are, it was collectively bargained. In this stage, there's 4 hours. So to put on the schedule something that would exceed 4 hours is foolish. And the players took notice. I know that we've heard reports that the Patriots self-reported. We have the PA member that was there, not a Patriot player, of observing and saying, you guys got to cut this out. And then they don't cut it out. Like, it's sort of the same crap. Like, we're just going to wave our nose up, stick our nose up at you, and we're just going to do what we want to do. And I'm sorry, you can't, A, because it's been bargained this way. And B, you need this time. Like, I know that we have the varying degrees of how important our OTAs. Like, I don't go crazy about, like, what someone does on the field in OTAs. But, boy, when you're there, that's important. When Tom Brady was there, we went bananas over it. Now we try to, at least in some circles, cover it up. Well, not everyone's there, but it's okay because it's only voluntary. But, no, but when it was Brady, it was awesome. So, like, I just think they need this time. I think this is such an important year. And look, they not only were they not good last year, they're 25-26 over the last three seasons, one playoff appearance. They got beat up and down the field by the Buffalo Bills in that one. The division's gotten better, and you still have questions about what your quarterback is going to look like and do you have enough weapons. And, like, it just – it's bad. Like, you know, I how much is it going to impact them? I don't know. Let's just say it's 5%. Let's say it sets them back 5%. Are they good enough to be set back 5% at this time of the year? I don't think so. So, yeah, it's I think it's frustrating, it's aggravating, but most of all, it was easily preventable just by following the rules, and they didn't do it, and now you get to be told your team is cheating again, which I'm sure, you know, some of the fan base will embrace, and some of it says, well, what are we doing? Why is it got to be this way?
Yeah, exactly, Mike. There are those, like I mentioned earlier, there are those out there that are joking around, well, the Patriots are trying again because it's only May and they're already cheating. And then it's a bad look for a lot of other people in the league that think, like, here's Bill Belichick and company trying to stretch the rules, put their foot over the line in the sand and revert to old shady tactics to try to get an upper hand or make up for lost ground. And it may make 5% difference. It may make 2% difference. But to me, beyond the optics, it's just such a bad look for Robert Kraft. I don't know if he's already texted, called, or emailed Bill and said, now I got another schmuck in the building, which of course is right. What he famously called him after the Spygate debacle in 2007. But look, you got the rest of the AFC East improving drastically this offseason. Aaron Rodgers and his, you know, calf situation withstanding. Every team in the division is as good, if not better, than before. You're integrating 15 rookies. You drafted 12, and you signed three undrafted free agents, and you got another Tavai brother you just brought in. So there's 16 right now in the building who need to learn the playbook, where everything is, what the Patriot way is all about. Your offense was an absolute trash fire last season. You need every bit to possibly allow Bill O'Brien and Adrian Clem and the adults you have invited back in the room to clean things up. And the first thing you do to gain press is to make a mess and have Joe Judge, of all people. Yeah. Joe Judge, Mike, like that. That's the thing that burns. Is he only there because he's free and because he loves Bill and Bill loves him?
So, you know, it was funny. The day that it was announced that they were canceling these sessions, right? And then, of course, within a few hours, we realized it wasn't a canceling. It was canceled for them. I was doing a podcast with Tom Curran and Andrew Callahan and Phil Perry, and we were talking about the different things as we headed into this period. And I tossed it back to Tom, who was doing his best to be the point guard. And I said, I have a question for you, and it's an important one. Why is Joe Judge still here? Because when you talk to people in the building, and yes, Matt Patricia was the offensive play caller and he was the offensive line coach, and we know both areas were substandard by a long shot, right?
That's fair.
But when you talk to people inside the building, I didn't get a lot of, like, Matt's a jerk, right? Meanwhile, we know from Andrew's reporting that Matt Jones and Joe Judge had to be separated. They had to take Joe Judge as the quarterback's coach out of the room because he couldn't get along with the starting quarterback. Like, why not only would he still be here, but then why would you get an elevation in his title to be the assistant head coach? Which, oh, by the way, he just made the head coach's job harder, not easier. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to make it in that position. You're supposed to pick up some duties, let Bill do other things, put more effort somewhere else. And now you just screwed out the pooch and you gave your head coach a harder time. So it doesn't make any sense to me. I think, you know, is it strictly loyalty from Bill here? Is it, I'm not going to let other people, outside forces or the players, the 20-something year old players, tell me who's going to be on my coaching staff? Is that it? Is that you have to earn it? I don't know. I don't know what the actual answer is, but whatever the answer is, it's not a good answer because it didn't work. It didn't work with the Giants. They would have been best to not only let Matt walk out the door, but Joe right behind him and they didn't do it. And again, now they're suffering consequences for it.
Yeah, and Bill O'Brien told us, and this is Mike Giardi, NFL insider, friend of the station, joining us on the Harbor One hotline. Give him a follow at Mike Giardi. Bill O'Brien told us one of the things that we've been building our positivity and Patriots momentum down in Foxborough in anticipation of OTAs and minicamp, Mike, has been the idea that it's clean slate season, we've been calling it. Remember Bill O'Brien said a few weeks back at his first media avail that it's clean slate season. Everyone's starting with a clean slate. Well, Joe Judge, if he's now going to work more with as a right-hand man, a hand to the king for Belichick, and help out Cam McCord after a brutal special team season last year, and now with this foolish new kickoff rule, it seems like that they may have been overinvested in something they didn't need to prioritize as much. Joe Judge's first act is to make a mistake like this. It's just, at this point now, it's diminishing returns to me as well, and so it seems with you and other people around town. And I heard as well from somebody that used to be a member of the organization that people had no problem with Matt Patricia last year. Everyone got along with him. It's just that he was reverse engineering an offense, and it was Joe Judge that a lot of people bristled at as well. So it's just, it's foolish to me. A couple other quick things that happened this week, Mike. Raekwon McMillan goes down with a partially torn Achilles. He's placed on season-ending injury reserve. For folks who don't know, if you're placed on injured reserve before the season even begins, that's it. You're donezki with this particular team. There could be an injury settlement, and he could sign with another team if he gets released. But how big of an impact do you think that could be on a defense that carried the team last year and is going to be looked upon to hold the fort this year?
I'm not, you know, I don't wish ill will on the guy. It's unfortunate. He's had a spate of injuries that have really sort of derailed his career. He was a second-round pick, and there was a lot of promise there. And he showed some moments for the Patriots. I don't think it's massive. I mean, it does definitely take a little bit of a zip to their depth. But I think at this time of the year, when you get around training camp, there'll be another veteran body that's played some games that, you know, as Raekwon's a pretty good athlete, runs fairly well. They'll be one of those guys that pops free. If you really feel like that's an issue for you, you could probably go make that happen. So unfortunate for him. But I didn't think he was going to be that big a contributor to the defense anyway. So that's where I stand on Raekwon McMillan.
Yeah, I think that's about all Raekwon McMillan's going to get around here, these parts now. It's too bad. I know. Yeah, I mean, torn ACL in 2021. Last year's the first year. He only starts one game, plays in 16. He's getting his footing under him. He's really learning the playbook. And now just maybe when he had a chance to hopefully elevate to why Belichick has placed so much faith and brought him back for a third season, he's out. I think that'll be the end of his Patriots time. The big one, Mike, and we'll before we have to throw it to break, and thank you again for jumping in and joining us for a couple minutes here in an emergency moment when Andy's studio went out. Hopkins, first off, before we even get to would you or wouldn't you, how in the world could the Arizona Cardinals not even get a day three selection for a guy who has been one of the best wide receivers over the last 7 years in the NFL? And even if he isn't what he once was as he approaches the age of 31, he goes for 720 yards, three touchdowns, and averages like nine catches a game, 700 something yards, 70 catches in nine games last year with the worst quarterback play, not wearing a Jets uniform. And yet still they blow it up and can't even get like a seventh rounder for him.
Yeah, he's a little bit culpable for that, though, because, we with the discussions that they had with teams, and I think Albert Breer just reported Chiefs and Bills had definitely around the draft called. And I know I talked to some teams around the draft who were like, we don't know whether he wants to chase a ring. We get the sense that really he's more concerned about his money. And look, you can probably manage to do both, you know, if someone's willing to massage their cap, which is easily done. But when the conversations were had with the Bills and the Chiefs, they wanted him to reduce his number, and neither had any success at getting the number to a place where they felt comfortable giving up assets or a single asset to go get him. So I think maybe in some way, not in some ways, it's probably great for Hopkins, because Hopkins is looking at OBJ getting guy's barely played in the last like 5 years, and he gets a 1 year, $15 million like guaranteed deal with incentives to go to 18. And he's probably saying, like, I'm twice the player that he is. So if I can get to free agency, even though we're sort of past that period, someone's probably going to write me a bigger check than I would have had Arizona been able to trade me, and I had to, you know, work on a renegotiated deal that would have lessened my dollars. Now the question is, as he sits here in free agency, does he reconsider and say, man, I could sign a one-year deal with the Bills, go help the Bills win a Super Bowl, and then probably get a nice two- or three-year deal somewhere else for some good guaranteed money? Or does he say, hey, you know, Tennessee Titans, your number one receiver is who, Treylon Burks? Come to me. $15 million bucks guaranteed, 16. I'll get it done for you. I'll catch 100 passes for you. So I think he's got to decide really what he wants to do. But again, like I told you, I think to this point, the word on the street has been he wants dollars more than anything.
I think the Patriots should pursue him personally. I think if I had to put money down at the casino right now, I think they're tied to the betting favorite right now, along with the Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens as well. So, Mike, I'll leave you with this. Last question. If you're the Patriots, would you, and where do you think he ends up?
Well, so the big thing there, right, is the Bill O'Brien relationship. We know how Bill Belichick feels about him. He loves him. But Bill O'Brien traded him. There was bad blood, and now Bill O'Brien's running your offense. So has enough time passed where those two men have been able to, at least at some point, have a conversation and soothe over that relationship? Or is Belichick's presence enough that he says, hey, look, you know, like, I know you and Bill had your thing, but you come here, you're our guy, and we'll take care of you. And I would say the one other thing about him is, and he's not one who likes to practice. So this isn't an organization that has generally embraced that philosophy. You know, you're healthy. If you're going to play on Sunday, you're usually practicing during the course of the week.
Right.
Are they willing to make, you know, some sort of deal with him where that's not as much of an issue? And or is he willing to come here and say, no, you know what? I'll do it your way, Bill. We'll see what this looks like for a year and do that. But I would be involved for sure. And they have, you know, like, once again, their cap number is around 13, 14 cap schmap. They got as much money as they want. If they wanted to give him $20 million this year, they could easily do it, and they could get it done in a heartbeat. So it's the question is, does he want to come here, and do they want to extend themselves for the player?
And for everyone out there who'd be like, yeah, but what about DeMario Douglas and this Kayshon Booty kid I heard about? They're six-rounders, please. Okay, please.
Yeah, exactly. Even if Hopkins, and some people don't believe Hopkins is the same player he was, but you just pointed it out, 70 catches with Colt McCoy and whatever else was thrown to him last year.
Trace McSorley.
Yeah, like, give me a break. He's still, if he's not one of the top five anymore, he's one of the top 15, and that makes him better than anyone you have on your roster.
Oh, my gosh. And look at this, Mike. Ooh. At the buzzer, you've been more than generous with your time. Look who's here.
Hey, Mikey, how you doing?
Hey, nice of you to show up. Are you going to send me I figure about a third of your check from today will do.
That'll do. So three or four bucks
You'll
coming
never
your
see
way.
It.
I've always said it. Hey, technology cannot keep up with my talents. It's just the reality of the world.
It was your spitting hot takes that just blew out the internet.
Yeah, it was all the positivity that he was faking down in his basement studio that blew out his internet. And
The internet was like, this isn't Andy. Shut this off.
Either that or artificial intelligence has taken over it, and the singularity will dominate. It's been a fun run for us humans. But, Mike, thanks very much for stepping up, for pinch hitting for a half an hour. It was great to have you talking Celtics, talking Patriots, and more. Give him a follow, of course. Nobody in the area knows more about the New England Patriots, the NFL, and beyond, at Mike Giardi. Mike, we'll be talking to you soon. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy the cookouts. Enjoy the beverages. Let's go Celtics, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, you too, Fitzy and Andy.
Keep smelling good.
Thanks, bud.
Great job, Mike. Mike Giardi joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. Andy's back on the show that bears his title. We ran late. If you missed any of the show so far, Andy was gone for a while. No big deal. Mike stepped in. And he gave us a great segment, which, of course, we will now feed into the Six Rings and Football Things podcast. You can subscribe to that, Breaking Boston, the Fitzy and Hart podcast, and anything else wherever awesome podcasts are found. And, of course, on the Odyssey app or WEEI.com. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Stanley, catch us up with some of that trending sports news now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's win or go home once again for the Celtics as they will be in Miami to take on the Heat for Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Tip-off set for tonight at 8:30. Jason Tatum spoke with the media on why the team is so comfortable in chaos and their backs up against the wall.
And our ability to come together, figure things out when it's not necessarily.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking good for us. It's unlike any team I've been on this year and last year. You know, just the core group of guys of, you know, being able to respond. And I think that's just a test to our togetherness. You know, obviously how bad we want it. And we got room full of determined, tough guys that, you know, push come to shove. You know, you look to the left and the right and you believe that, you know, the guy next to you is going to do whatever it takes.
The Celtics are 4-0 in elimination games this postseason. The Red Sox snapped their four-game losing streak last night. They beat the Diamondbacks 7-2 in Arizona. Chris Sale got his fifth win of the year. He went five innings, allowed four hits, one earned run, one walk, and struck out three. They'll run it back tonight, first pitch at 7:15. Garrett Whitlock will return to the mound for your Boston Red Sox after being on the injured list for over a month. And don't forget, we'll have all the action for you right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. And we'll also get you ready for the game starting at 6:15 with the Mass Mutual pregame show, Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investments. And in NFL news, Jeff Howe of The Athletic is reporting that the Patriots are expected to pursue wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins was released by the Arizona Cardinals yesterday afternoon. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Now, we're right back to it. Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
See? Even a little technical difficulty cannot derail the Fitzy and Hart show or the momentum and positivity. Hold on. Scorching through the Boston region and all through New England right now as Stiz rejoins with one of my favorite rock songs of the 21st century, Reptilia by The Strokes from 2003. Just feeling good, Andy. You know what? Look at us. In stride, technical difficulties. The internet tried to take you down. AI entering the chat. Nope. Mike Giardi, friend of the show, at Mike Giardi. Give him a follow. He knows his football. He was able to talk the basketball. We had us a great time. And now you're back and you're probably even more rested and recharged than before.
I don't know if rested and recharged would be the description. More ticked off, annoyed, irritated,
oh, no.
Filled with anger, technology.
What happened?
I don't know. My whole area went down. I knew I was in trouble when I reset the internet stuff, and that didn't work. So I did the quick call to Comcast, and immediately the voice like, "We are aware of an outage in your area that is affecting all internet users. Speaking with a representative will not help you. We hope to have it back in an hour." Basically,
thank
goodbye.
You for calling Comcast,
right.
An Xfinity service.
Right.
Yeah. Gotta love that. That's always the best.
Damn it.
Well, but, hey, listen, these things happen. You know, it's the day and age where we're able to broadcast sometimes when we have things going on and we're coaching or we're hosting or we're doing whatever we're doing. We got our remote studio set up. You'd never even know. We had a little technical difficulty. We brought you in behind the curtain, everybody, and we had somebody step in on a moment's notice. It's like you injured yourself on stage or had to run back into the little blue tent. We had someone who came in off the bench, ice cold, drained a couple of threes. Mike Giardi in the house, and now you're back here on Fitzy and Hart. Did you have a chance to listen to any of our portion of the Celtics or the Patriots chatter? And is there anything from the last hour that you would care to address?
Well, I would like to jump in on the D-Hop talk. And I know it's in a weird spot right now because he's released. I think he still has something left in the tank. I agree with Mike 100%. He's better than anything you have, whether he's a top 15 receiver, whatever, wherever he slots, we could debate. But he showed last year he can produce. He's a different kind of guy, as Mike said. I know practicing he alluded to. I've even heard stories about him kind of being a little junior Seau on the football field, where there's times where he just wants to kind of ad-lib and play backyard football with his Hall of Fame caliber talents. So those are some things you sort of take the whole package when you get a guy with his talent. But I still don't understand, and I know you want to believe it could be a possibility, right? Is that fair to say? You want to believe it could be a possibility?
I do.
That D-Hop,
I do. Okay. Quite honestly, I want to believe.
But why? If he wants money, is he going to get the most money with the Patriots? If he wants a chance to win, is he going to get the best chance to win with the Patriots? So why would he choose the Patriots?
Because he gets the most money from the Patriots.
So you think the Patriots will outbid everybody? You think they're the Patriots?
There are teams like the Ravens,
includes.
The Chiefs, the Bills that are more up against the cap. Now look,
cap is
there
crap.
Are those in town? See, I know you're going to say that there are those.
Yeah,
in
I can't
town
even let you get to
cap
it.
Is
cap
crap.
Is crap. If they want him, they'll get him. And do not tell me he wouldn't put potentially the Chiefs and or the Bills over the top. Another way, certainly, if you look at the Bills and the idea of adding him to Diggs and Josh Allen and what's going on there, especially with people saying, oh, the window is closed in Buffalo. They missed their window. They never won when their window was open. I just, and all these personal ties, the Von Miller workouts, oh, he's going there. And who was it? Deion Dawkins, I saw, like, tweeted him, like, hey, the locker right next to me, wide open, just waiting for you to put your stuff in it kind of thing. Why would he come to New England unless, I agree with you, I think he would take the money and play. But do you firmly believe the New England Patriots will offer him more money than anybody else?
I think there's a very good chance the Patriots would offer him as much, if not more money.
No, not as much. I don't think as much works.
But what?
I think
okay,
more
but,
than.
All right, hold on. What if they sell him on a bill of goods that, and I say bill of goods, he finally gets to unite with and combine forces with the guy who he openly professed his love for in the clip that went viral last year on the Arizona Cardinals in-season Hard Knocks that, oh my gosh, you know, I love you, man. You know, I just want to do my job. Okay, he gets to play with Belichick, mends fences with O'Brien, buys into the idea. All right, what were and buys into also the idea, in addition to listing off the five quarterbacks that he would like to catch passes from, let me see if I can do it off the top of my head. He said him on the I Am Athlete podcast. I think it was Herbert, Hurts, Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow.
Top 10 quarterbacks.
None of those were Mac Jones. Those are all excellent quarterbacks. All in the one in the NFC, four in the AFC as well. Okay. All right. So that's what he's talking. Okay. None were Mac Jones.
Nope.
He gets sold the bill of goods on the other list of priorities that DeAndre Hopkins had, which was he wants a stable organization. Okay. They have stability in ownership and in management. You have an excellent head coach.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Let's talk about that one for a second.
Are we? We're pretty sure that it's a.
They just made the most unstable
move.
No, they made the most unstable. Not instable. My internet went out for a second.
Unstable.
unstable move in the history of football.
Are you talking about
Matt Patricia, their offensive coordinator, a year ago? And then they've fixed things, everything's solid, and they're immediately in trouble again because Joe Judge is there. So I'm not sure they're the most stable organization in football over the last couple of years. Again, I bet you Howie Long and Terry Bradshaw, Patriots are the most stable. Yeah, we'll see. Are they stable? Is Bill Belichick on strong footing, or is Robert Kraft getting antsy? So I'd question the stability, but go on with your little checklist.
Okay. Stability and ownership and management, which I buy into. The head coach is pretty good. Okay, yeah. Some missteps recently. I know, 25-26 since Tom Brady left town. Was it Brady? Was it Belichick? Blah, blah. And a quarterback that wants to win. All right, Mac Jones?
Pretty sure he's kind of a psycho.
How many
quarterbacks don't want to win?
You want that dedication. You just want someone who's just like there. You don't want someone who's collecting a check. You want somebody who's got a reasonable amount of talent. Does he have the rocket arm of half of the other guys, or the improvisational ability, or the legs of Hurts, Mahomes, and Herbert? No. Is he Joe Burrow? No. Can Mac Jones win in this league? Yes. There may be just enough in collab or in accordance with a big fat paycheck that'll get DeAndre Hopkins to town. Andy, do you think there is redundancy, though? Forget about just like I mentioned to Mike at the tail end of our chat. Forget about the, oh, yeah, but what about the rookies? What about the six-rounders? I want to see DeMario Douglas become the next Welker, and I want to see Kayshon Booty become the next Steph Diggs. Forget about all that. What about does DeAndre Hopkins come in and step on the toes of or do nothing to improve upon guys like Smith-Schuster, Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, or Tyquan Thornton? I mean, he's different than all of them, but do you think there would be any sort of talent or positional redundancy?
No, because when he immediately becomes the best receiver on the team, I don't care if there's redundancy. Back your ass up. You ain't as good as him. He takes the lead dog role, and y'all fall in your place or get the hell out. No, if he arrives, I'm with Mike. He's the best receiver in that room. It's not like you squash the development of Tyquan Thornton or something like that. No, I don't buy into any of that. I don't see how he would ever choose the Patriots. Unless it's your best argument is the Bill argument, in my opinion. Other than the money. If they give him $20 million when everybody else is offering $13 million, then I think he could be a New England Patriot. Your second best argument is he just has some weird affinity for Bill Belichick and wants to play for Bill Belichick, because quarterback, I think he's going to find, you know, a dozen options that are better. Chances to win, he's going to find a dozen options that are better. He can talk, you know, environments. He can find better locales, better real estate, better fan bases. Like, there's the only arguments you have are money. You flat out overpay him, which I think is legitimate because you know me. I think in all sports, follow the money, and that's where things go. And then the Bill thing. Maybe he just does have that weird thing, and he's always dreamed of playing for Bill Belichick. But I don't think it's a great argument, and I don't think it's a great chance that he ends up with the Patriots. I just don't see it. And I know we had that loose Jeff Howe report, like, oh, yeah, they're likely to pursue or whatever.
It was more than Jeff Howe. Henry McKenna, who now works for covering the NFL for Fox, used to run the Patriots wire for USA Today, and others said, sources say, the Patriots are likely to pursue him now.
Yeah, that's
I don't
great.
Know to what degree they're like. You tell me. You've been doing
I
this.
Think, yeah,
just
they'll
as
look
long.
Into it, and if it fits their needs, if it's like I'm likely to pursue the Corvette that I've dreamed of driving, and then the dealer goes, "Sir, you only have $48,000 to spend. It's an $88,000 car." Well, I pursued it. Now I'm going to go home in my Honda. the likely to pursue part. Yes, they were interested. They were clearly the reports from Breer, the two most interested parties in the trade dynamic were the Bills and the Chiefs. So I would think they will stay the most interested. I know financially it'll be maybe some work to get it to come together. I also think recruiting wise, if you're counting on Bill to recruit for you and he has an affinity for Bill Belichick, I have to think that Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Von Miller have some recruiting power. And I know for a fact that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid have recruiting power. If you're an offensive player in this National Football League, wouldn't Andy Reid be the guy you'd want to play for? Like, isn't that the guy that seems to get the best out of everyone he touches? And
defending Super Bowl champion with the quarterback who's going to likely go down as one of the top five of all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, the Chiefs make the most sense. And right here, I have the latest betting odds. I went over the top of them real quick with Giardi when he was on the show a few moments ago. DeAndre Hopkins, next team odds. The Chiefs are the betting favorite at plus 350. Tied with the Ravens, that's where it's one of those two, I think. Bills at plus 400, Patriots plus 900, and then jumping into the fray, the team that's going to play the Chiefs on the opener Thursday, September 7th, the Detroit Lions, who lost Jameson Williams for the first six games of the season because of his gambling suspension.
That's an interesting one. I don't know if I really see it. I don't know if I could see D-Hop dreaming to play for Detroit or with Jared Goff or for Dan Campbell. That doesn't really make a ton of sense for me at this point in his career and the things he's looking for. I just think, you know, Baltimore's an interesting wild card, but the Bills and Chiefs are just such obvious potential landing spots.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. Push is going to come to shove. They'll have a quick chat, and I do not think that it leads to DeAndre Hopkins joining the Patriots. But if possible, I would do whatever I could to bring him aboard, because a number one receiver, from stretching out the offense to helping Mac Jones build his game back up and surpass what he did in 2021, not to mention the positive impact that DeAndre Hopkins, if he's focused and motivated, could have for a guy like Kayshon Boutte. I mean, who better? Who would you want more to teach somebody, a talented potential rookie who underperformed at the tail end of his college career, more than a guy like D-Hop? We'll see. It bears monitoring for sure. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Fitzy and Hart. We're back on track. We'll get to your calls on the NFL, the Patriots, the Joe Judge debacle, and the Celtics. Plus, top of the hour, 3 o'clock, our guy, Stiz, Stanley Bruno, last night went to Boston calling, and I heard the Foo Fighters were ridiculous. The Foo Fighters? Stiz talked to some people out there last night. The fans, the general populi, what they think about the Boston Celtics. We'll tease that out for you, played at 3 o'clock to get you pumped and primed for Game 6 tonight from Miami. It's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI, Memorial Day weekend. Don't you go anywhere.
WEEI, we are right back to Fitzy and Hart.
Streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Fitzy and Hart coming at you just a couple minutes before 3 o'clock on a beautiful, beautiful Memorial Day Saturday, the unofficial start to summer, one of my all-time favorite weekends each and every year. You look forward to it so much, and not just for the movies, sometimes for the sports, the togetherness, the cookouts, the remembrance as well. We here at the Fitzy and Hart program, WEEI, Odyssey, and beyond appreciate each and every veteran that served our country. We salute all the men and women that have died defending our great country. A moment of pause to reflect upon all the sacrifices made to make this the amazing place that it is today, even when Andy Hart's internet goes out and he misses an hour of his own radio show.
High-class problems.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God for the people that were as selfless, as determined, and as brave and dedicated as the ones who served this amazing country and made it the amazing place it is today, that gave us all of the first world problems like, oh, should the Patriots pursue DeAndre Hopkins or not? It is pretty excellent, and we appreciate each and every one of them. And Memorial Day is just an awesome, awesome weekend. It really is. Like, the nice part is, some people say, like, well, Memorial Day weekend's when summer begins, and then after July 4th, it's pretty much over. Summer goes into October if the weather is good for me. I don't really care. As long as the sun is out, man. You're a boat guy. I'm a Cape Cod guy. As long as I can see the sun and it's warm enough to jump in the ocean, that's all I need. But this particular weekend is great. Like, the optimism, it's the perfect weekend for Game 6 for what's going on tonight in Miami to fall. Because with this kind of weather and the vibes we got rolling in town right now, it's really almost impossible to find anyone. And you'll hear, of course, in just a few minutes when we play our Boston calling audio, it's almost impossible to find anyone who hasn't turned their emotional tides and believes that the Celtics can't complete the improbable, Andy. That would be winning Game 6 and sending it back Monday night to the Garden for a Game 7. One of only 17 teams to push it this far, now the 18th team. Can they become one of four to reach a Game 7? Are you still as positive as you were 2 hours ago, or did your technical difficulties derail that momentum?
Well, no. What has derailed the momentum is you're probably not paying attention to the lacrosse Final Four, where yet another game and yet another sport where people tell me refs have a difficult job, and Duke goes on to the national championship game for a goal that should not have counted. Penn State gets screwed. And I'm always reminded, especially with the NBA, officiating can change things. And as much as we're all optimistic, you do need to remember it only takes one little screw up for a nice train of momentum and positivity to be derailed. But yes, I'm sticking with it. No, I'm not allowing the refs in a lacrosse game. I'm not allowing internet going down to take me out of my happy place. My happy place says you will have a game 7 on Memorial Day, and I am going to stick with my guns.
Yeah, it's kind of what everyone wants to see as well.
Are you saying we're too happy? Feels like, no. Fitzy, you're saying there's no. Too much happiness and presumption and positivity.
I am not reverting back to my 1980 style. Listen, I was raised this way.
Like
it'll always be on my mind. I am not reverting back to my loserville, always waiting for the other shoe to drop mentality. No, I love the idea that the Celtics discovered something that an assistant coach, equipment manager, video guy, whomever the Mark Reynolds character was. Mark Reynolds, right? Same name as the old slugger that used to play for the Diamondbacks?
I think it's Matt Reynolds.
Matt Reynolds, okay. Well, all right, so Mark Reynolds used to hit for the Diamondbacks. Matt Reynolds works for the Celtics.
And Matt Reynolds, I like. Goalie Bob, I'm not so sure I liked that whole setup. These unknown assistant coaches have become big stories in postseason winter sport runs. It didn't work out so well for Jim Montgomery and Goalie Bob. I think it's going to work out better for Joe Mazzulla and Matt Reynolds.
Yeah, that unsung hero coming out of nowhere. Somebody who quickly, if the Celtics are able to complete, even getting to game 7, let alone this improbable comeback, may never have to buy himself a beverage in this town again. Let's go back to the...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Owns Andy. Old pal Pauly is in Dedham. He wants to talk a little NFL free agency. We're here for it. Hi, Pauly.
Perfectly said, Fitzy. Memorial Day weekend. Let's throw in the fire and the police, too. That came from who paid the ultimate price over the years, and those lived a lot of good men in those ranks as well.
Yes, sir.
From three generations of Boston Fire. I got a cousin who was just appointed to the NTSB safety board. He's big time. He was big time. Boston just retired last year. They sent him out to Palestine a few weeks ago he's a big hazmat expert to investigate that derailment out there in Ohio.
Oh, out in Ohio,
those
right,
guys,
yeah.
Let's not forget those guys either. They're right here in all our communities serving us like the good soldiers that 99% of them are.
Absolutely.
Andy, your guy Jameson Williams isn't working out too well with his knees, his gambling problems. You wanted us to grab him. You wanted to save Flowers this year when it's plain to see with anybody with a pair of eyes that Addison by far is the best receiver in that draft.
We all have eyes and we get to watch how it plays out. So
yeah,
I'm not going to say.
Blind, though, Fitzy, Andy. Most of us are blind. That's an easy call. This kid is smooth. Great production army.
Then how come he didn't go number one? Whoa. Paulie Know-It-All. How come he didn't go number one overall? If he's so great.
Overall, because they would pick a
anybody who's great. I mean, he should have been the number one pick. It's anybody who's blind.
No. He should have been the number one receiver pick. There's no question. He's the best receiver in the draft. He's the only guy.
Seems to be a question. Seems to be a lot of questions.
Any team that wants us to see a single cover him. But anyway, I'm not interested in Locke because he's too old. He's not on the field all the time. You can't legitimately count on him to be a number one receiver, be in the lineup all the time. Good player, top player. Like you say, he gets those contested balls, but he's not on the field enough now. There's no way I want him. I'd much rather have Bobby Wagner at this point if you're going to sign our free agent. He's a guy.
He went back to Seattle, though. Paulie, he went back to Seattle.
When did he sign?
A couple weeks ago, 1 year, $7 million deal.
I did not know that. I did not hear that. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, well, that ends that. Thanks for taking my call today, boys, and go Celtics.
You as well. Thank you very much,
Paulie. It's a tough one to be that arrogant and not know that a guy signed.
Oh, come on, Andy.
Fired.
Jeez, well, I mean, build some bridges. Don't burn them down,
guy. You've got to be right. Know-it-all's got to be right, and he knows it all, Paulie does. Anyone with eyes knows that Jordan Addison was the best receiver in the draft. I like Jordan Addison. I also think Zay Flowers can play. Yeah. Arrogance and know-it-alls when you're wrong is not a good look.
Yeah, we'll see how Jordan Addison looks opposite. Oh, I don't know, the best receiver in the NFL. I think that's going to probably open a few things up and put a shine on him.
Indeed.
This particular season. But he does still have to catch passes from the guy who saves all of his Coles cash in Kirk Cousins. Let's squeeze in one more call if we get a chance before we flip the script, go to the top of the hour, share a little Boston calling, and just keep the Celtics vibes rolling. David's in the car. He wants to talk a little Celtics Heat. Hi, David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you. Happy Memorial Day.
You as well.
I am feeling confident about the Celtics. I think they had their bad games, let's call it, in the beginning. I think they are a better team than the Heat. The talent is there. And we all know that the NBA wants this to go seven games. They lost a lot of money with the Nuggets and the Lakers. There was a lot of money to be made there by the NBA. So now this is their opportunity to cash in it. It's business. We all know how that works. So if anything, the officiating will be on the Celtics side tonight. And I do believe, regardless of officiating or not, the Celtics will take this game. I think they're on a roll here. And we're going seven, and we're going all the way. I really do feel that.
Yeah, thank you, David. Appreciate the call. It's interesting, Andy. He brings up the point of the Celtics extending potentially to the benefit of Adam Silver and the NBA, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
TNT, the gate, the revenue, all that jazz. That's fine and dandy. I have a friend who floated this idea by me that maybe the NBA and all of their sort of like finagling, tinkering, if you will, like, oh, we'll just send in Scott Foster. We need this one to go this way. Or, oh, this referee never calls games a certain way against this particular team. With all of the fan kinging and draft dueling, if you will, that's going on these days and legalized gambling, I think the NBA needs to keep their hands as clean as possible and their nose above the fray and not do any of their officiating gerrymandering, if you will, during these games. Now, that being said, tonight's crew, let me pull them up for you right here. The officiating crew for tonight's game, I don't exactly know their history. Your Game 6 NBA referees for the Celtics Heat, Zach Zarba, Josh Tiven, and James Williams.
Ooh, James Williams. No idea.
Zero idea. I have absolutely no idea. I think Zach Zarba is widely considered one of the I checked the replies on this NBA officiating thing, and it's like the first person says, first thing, Zach Zarba is fair. Two comments later, Zach Zarba is one of the league's five worst crew chiefs. I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter. Look, if your shots go in and you don't fall for Jimmy Butler's head fakes, and you don't let, you know, if you don't fall for the floppery, the fish out of water floppery from, you know, Kyle Lowry and company, that's all that matters. I mean, you'll be fine.
Well, we know that really.
If we're going to lean on the officiating that much tonight, and I understand why David brings that up, but if our hope at this point now is, oh, well, the referees in the NBA will want it to go seven and go back to the Garden, we're going to have another thing coming for us. And, you know, justice will probably likely be served to the Celtics tonight. I can't imagine that's the best thing these Celtics have going for them tonight.
No, the biggest issue with the officiating is, does it get in the Celtics' head early in a game? Are they is Tatum bitching about it? Are some of the other Celtics bitching about it if calls don't go their way early? Or is Tatum doesn't get a call, stays back on the offensive end, now the Heat are 5-on-4 and get a nice breakout and drain on what is? Don't turn the ball over. Take a bunch of threes. Hit at least 40% of your threes. Don't let the Heat hit 50% of their threes, and you'll be fine.
617-779-7937, that's the number.
We are going to take a quick break, pay the bills. When we come back, let's hear from the people at Boston Calling last night. What are the people thinking? How are the green teamers feeling tonight in anticipation of Game 6? Spoiler alert, largely positive, and we love to hear it. It's all coming up on Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI. Don't go anywhere.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.